Hey, it's Katie, and I'm here with a very special guest in the studio, local musician from right here in Kenora, Lexi, who has been on a bit of a tear this summer, playing a bunch of shows, and also has some new music that is being released today. So welcome, Lexi. Thanks for taking time to come in and chat with me.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, it's a pleasure. Love the opportunity to chat music. You want to give us a bit of an overview about what you've been doing this summer? You've been really busy.
Yeah, so I've been gigging around a little bit. I got to have my first big set on the Coney Island Music Festival stage, which was very fun. I've dreamt of that since I was a kid. I've also been working with Mike Precision, who just released his album, Stereo Moon.
Great album.
I'm honored to be a part of it. Working hard, hardly working, and, you know, just doing all the fun stuff. You do what you love, you never work a day in your life, so.
No doubt, yeah. They say that for a reason, for sure, I think. The new song, I kind of had the privilege of having a little bit of a sneak preview into it, but it's a really cool song. If you're not familiar with Lexi, you know, obviously, like, forgive me for this, but you have an incredible voice, very talented songwriter, in my opinion. The lyrics in this one, I think, are, from the listener's perspective, very open to interpretation, but also, like, super relatable. So I wanted to ask you a little bit, like, could you tell us kind of how you put the song together?
Yeah, for sure. So this one was, it was almost like an accident. I was kind of treating it like a songwriting exercise, where I had the chord progression that I was really into, and then I was like, why don't I try just using bits and pieces from things that I've saved that I loved that just didn't end up making it into other things. And so it did start with the opening line of rusted coffee pots and torn down country lots. Mm-hmm. And it just built itself and it just blossomed into this whole thing. And I just started seeing other ones that I was like, this is perfect, this is perfect, this is perfect. And it just ended up making its own story.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, when you say it's open to interpretation for listeners, it really is. It's kind of like, it was like a build your own story kind of thing.
Yeah. Choose your own adventure.
Yeah, exactly. And the song became an adventure itself.
Now, the new song is called Sitting Duck. Is there any sort of like significance to that title, you think? Or how do you feel like that title kind of encapsulates the spirit of the song?
Sitting Duck, I will openly admit the very iconic line from ABBA. Right. Mm-hmm. And I've always loved that line, like just picturing a sitting duck with an arrow, like, you know, like it's beautiful and it's poetic. But to have that sitting duck, that injured little duck turn into a dove, like it's just so beautiful. And it like it's just such a poetic thing that like it talks about, you know, having to leave, having to grow, having your realizations. And at the end of the day, no matter like when you're going through something rough like that, whether it's with love or with life, there is that moment of growth and there is that moment of beauty, which is something I like to emphasize on. And it really shows in the song.
Yeah, I agree completely. Like I listened to the song quite a few times and I feel like the more I listened to it, the more I was like, yeah, it's the perfect title because to me and what I took away from it, and I encourage you to listen to the song because, you know, it's a fantastic song and you'll probably have your own thoughts after you listen to it. But my takeaway from it was that like Sitting Duck is kind of like you have this moment of like, yeah, I should have realized that like this moment was toxic all along. And I've just like left myself wide open and vulnerable. And now, you know, you get injured sometimes, but you also go through that growth process of
exactly.
healing afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's also too, like I wrote a lot of this upcoming album that'll be out in October.
Nice.
I wrote a lot of it in Winnipeg when I was living there. And just when I was writing, I was thinking a lot about like the geographics of this area and all the animals and the nature. And in that moment, it was kind of nice to feel like that sitting duck turning into a dove and coming home and taking those new steps and rebuilding what I needed to.
Yeah. And yeah. Freedom and peace.
Exactly. Yeah.
Spectacular. Well, it's an incredible song. We are going to have it available for folks who live in Kenora to listen to here at the station. So if you love the song, which we will play for you shortly, or if you're listening online, you can find linked below. If you want to hear it, though, on the radio, please, please call or text our text lines for 89.5 The Lake. It's the T-Bates Hell Talk and text line 807-467-8950. For Q104, it's the Sounds and Systems Talk and text line 807-468-HITS. That's 807-468-4487. Now, can you give us any like little sneak previews or tidbits about the album and what people can expect?
I guess so. I'm really excited about it. It's like a new direction. Like in the past, I've kind of tried to stick to just vocal guitar kind of thing. You'll hear this in Sitting Duck too. It is kind of like an expansion of, okay, we know that I can sing and play guitar. Mm-hmm. How else can we enhance that, right. You know? So yeah, this upcoming record will be The Tales of Water and Wine. That'll be released in October.
Amazing.
And I also have another single coming out on September 6th called The Shore, which I love that song also. I'm not to toot my own horn, I'm very proud of them and I'm very excited. It's a step in a new direction and I'm really excited for everyone to hear it.
Yeah, we're super excited too. Did you get some port from any, like Kenora has such a really vibrant music scene, which I love because when I was in high school, I remember going to all the shows at Ride Out with all like the punk bands and stuff and it was so cool. And then I feel like the music scene here kind of mellowed out and now it's like coming back in a huge way. But I know something that's really cool about the Kenora music scene in particular is that a lot of the musicians sort of like support each other on their own stuff or like collaborate. Mm-hmm. So anybody you want to give a shout out to who like had influence on the album or who played on it, that kind of thing?
Well, I will give a shout out to Mike Precision who produced this album. You know, I go up to him being like, this song sounds like Teal. Mm-hmm. And like a bird in the sky, that feeling when you're going through the sky. Yeah. And he just knows what it sounds like. He's great to work with, and I'm grateful for that. Also to Riley Scott, who you might get a sneak peek from. I've admired her for as long as I can remember, and to get to work with her a little bit on this album was a real gift.
Yeah. Oh, that's incredible. Both super talented artists. Really incredible. You should check out their solo stuff too if you haven't. And also wait for that album drop for Lexi. But for now, we're focusing on the release of Sitting Duck. It's an incredible song. Highly recommend that you listen to it. If folks want to stay connected with you, what you're doing, the projects you're working on, or hear the new single, Sitting Duck, where's the best place for them to do all of those things?
So I don't officially have like band pages. I want to be friends with you all. You can find me on Facebook. Add me on Facebook. My name's Lexi Alcock. Instagram is the same thing. Lexi Alcock. No spaces. I will say Lexi is spelled L-E-X-I-E.
Good note. For
thank
sure.
Thank you. And yeah, I have a band camp. That's just Lexi. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you can find me. And I know it'll be released on Spotify, Apple Music. I'll definitely have it on Bandcamp as well. Pretty much anywhere you can stream, I'll have it there for you. And I'm excited for you to hear it.
Beautiful. So if you listen to the song right now, which I highly recommend that you do because it's officially out today, then you love what you hear. You can request it one more time. You can request it on either Q104 by calling or texting the Sounds and Systems Talk and Text Line, 807-468-HITS, 807-468-4487, or on the T-Baytel Talk and Text Line on 89.5 The Lake, 807-467-8950. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk with me about the new single, Sitting Duck. Stream it anywhere you get your music or call your local radio station, and they'll hook you up by playing your request. The more you request it, the more we'll play it, the more love we get for Lexi. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Rustic coffee pots and torn down country lots, 1,000 epiphanies and 3 days of whiskey. Settled down, I had to leave this town to chase away the company that'll never be with me. In a brush of clarity, I see you mean the world to me. Then the wind calls out to me, to them you don't mean a thing. like ink on my skin. They'll stay there forever, and I'll let them sink in. A glass of poison and poor confidence. I just wanted space to hold.